The Supreme Court today punted, or some commentators are saying compromised, on how to handle the affirmative action question in Fisher versus University of Texas at Austin. The court decided that the Fifth Circuit, in its review of the district court opinion, in this case, where both the district court and the Fifth Circuit had upheld Texas's affirmative action program, the court said you did not really examine whether that program is narrowly tailored to achieve the compelling state interest of diversity to achieve its educational mission. What all of that means is that in both Bakke versus Regents of the University of California in 1978 and Grutter versus Bollinger concerning the University of Michigan Law School in 2003, both those opinions had said that a university may take race into account as a plus factor in fulfilling its educational mission to achieve a diverse student body, which would be beneficial to the education of all students at the university. In fact, in Grutter, the court said that Michigan was entitled to consider whether it had a critical mass of diverse elements of the student body in order to help break down stereotypes that members of the majority might have about the opinions and behaviors of members of the minority. Now, at Texas, there was in place by the Texas legislature a law stating that the University of Texas at Austin was to admit the top 10% of all graduates of Texas high schools. After Grutter was decided, the University of Texas at Austin added race as a plus factor to the top 10% outcomes. This meant that the University of Texas at Austin achieved an extremely diverse student body, but something like 80% of the student body was already determined by the top 10% law and had resulted in a rather diverse student body. So what Justice Kennedy said in today's opinion is that while the university is permitted to decide that it needs a diverse student body, and the court will defer to that educational judgment, the court will not defer to the means employed. That is, the means employed must be necessary in order to achieve the desired and legal diversity that the school seeks. So the question on remand, it seems to me, is likely to be whether the allegedly race-neutral alternative of the top 10% law enacted in Texas is sufficient to achieve the desirable diversity in the student body, or whether the school is indeed permitted to add on to that the additional question of whether taking race into account in the remaining applications in order to achieve a critical mass of diversity within the student body is also permissible. Specifically, Justice Thomas joined the court's opinion, as did Justice Scalia, both of them doing so on the grounds that they were not asked to re-examine the ruling of Grutter versus Bollinger in this case, and so they did not. But given the opportunity, they would overrule that case. Justice Ginsburg was the lone dissenter, saying that she thought the district court and the Fifth Circuit had indeed met the demands of strict scrutiny, and she would have upheld the University of Texas admissions plan as it stands.